Hello and welcome to Moloch's Let's Experiment show about finding new homes for the lost and forgotten characters of Marvel Crisis Protocol. I'm your host, Lexa White, and with me this week is common contributor to the show, Brad A. How are you doing?
Back again for a last minute episode, as always.
Yes. Starting next week is Leader Out of Their Own Affiliation Month, and I got a lot of people who were interested in Leader Out of Their Own Affiliation Month, but not many that were looking to do the go-home show beforehand.
Always here to be the closer.
Yep. How have you been?
I've been pretty good. I actually finally got to get out and play an in-person event a couple weeks ago with the guys down in Birmingham, Alabama. So our friends Kenny G and Merzane from one of the old Jank podcasts of Advanced R&D.
It has come back.
I know. So they were hosting, so we got to go down there and hang out with them for a day. And yeah, that was the first time I've gotten to play in-person MCP since like last June, I think. At an actual organized tournament event.
Yeah. I have recently watched two films in the last, since last week, so that's exciting.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, in the last 24 hours.
No, one of them was Friday, one of them was Monday.
Okay. Yeah, I have not been to the theaters in a very long time. We wanted to get out and see the new Ghostbusters, but it didn't happen.
It's solid. I have opinions about that film.
Yeah, my wife really wanted the limited edition popcorn bucket that looked like the ghost trap.
But yes, I went and saw Abigail, which was so much fun.
Yeah, my wife was like, that looks kind of good. I'm like, I thought you were over with vampire movies. She's like, I'm over like the standard vampire movie. I was like, and I just told her, like, we just saw a commercial. I'm like, I don't know, Lex, I'll see it. I'll ask her if it's more than a standard vampire movie or not.
It is so much fun. That is a film knows everyone looks prettier covered in blood.
Nice, yeah. So I'm sure as soon as that hits one of the streaming services or is $10 or less to buy, that we will probably have that movie.
And then me and my dad went out and saw The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Ooh, how's that one?
It's a lot of fun.
That seems like it's that kind of movie, right? It's just trying to be fun.
Well, and it's also based on the guy who inspired, based on the real life figure who inspired James Bond.
Nice.
So it's a very good spy film. I do recommend it.
Cool. I can't wait. Hopefully that'll be coming home soon.
Yep. But yes, I have hit 8 films so far this month, and my goal this year is to do 10 films every month.
That's a lot of trips to the theater.
Not all of them are in theater films.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like 10 in the theater.
I did
films.
4 in the theater and then 4 at home so far this month. Because I'm also catching up on older films. I have a film from 1940 I have seen this month.
Ooh. Let's see, what if I watch? I've been watching a lot of Double Dare, which you're way too young to have remembered Double Dare when that aired. So it was the game show on Nickelodeon that started like in the mid-80s. So it is like Toys R Us gift certificates, BMX bikes, weird combination of like within the same like couple weeks, like, oh, here's a bunch of albums as in records, and then here's a CD player, because CD players were like brand new at the time, so that was like a top tier prize you could get. But my wife and I have been watching it, and that has been a lot of fun for a good background show.
Well, the best TV show on right now is currently Game Changers.
Heard you mention that one before. That's the one that's on what used to be College Humor?
Yep, on Dropout TV.
That's what it is, yeah.
And it is just so funny. My God.
I think that's one I need to see if there's some of those on YouTube.
Yeah, there's a handful of, like, the early episodes on YouTube. And then there are a bunch of collections of clips from other episodes, you know?
But at least give me an idea, because I'm sure Dropout TV is probably not an extremely expensive subscription.
No, I think I get it for like $60 a year.
Yeah, that's so that's about what I pay for CuriosityStream and Nebula. So
Nebula is even cheaper, I'm pretty sure.
oh yeah, Nebula is dirt cheap, but it's like I think I got in like on the CuriosityStream plus Nebula for like
Oh.
$20 a year thing a while ago, and
Yeah.
I don't even it might even renew it like that still. So
Yeah. No, my Nebula is like, one
it's
second.
like $20 a year or something.
Yeah. Or if you want to, you can spend $30 yearly or spend $300 for a lifetime membership.
There you go. You can watch all your Legal Eagle breaking down the Trump cases without
Mm-hmm.
YouTube commercials.
We skipped over a thing. For those who do not know you somehow, would you mind
Yeah.
introducing yourself?
Yes. So cool. So for our new listeners, I'm Brad A. I've been playing MCP for, I don't know, 3 years now. Before that, played a lot of Warhammer Underworlds competitively. Recently, one of my buddies has gotten me into Team Yankee, and so I've been dumping all of my extra money into that recently as I'm acquiring a monstrous French force that's going to be way overpowered for what it needs to be. Discord wise, you can find me hanging out here, obviously, on the Morlocks, as well as a lot of times, usually either on the Gamers Guild or House Party Protocol, tend to be kind of the ones I hang out because those are kind of by some local guys for me because I'm in Nashville. So if you are coming to NashCon this year or are interested in it, let me know. I'll give you some places to eat and we'll definitely get some board games in on Thursday and Friday night.
Yes, I have a board game that has arrived and I have yet to be able to play, and I'm super excited to play it.
Ooh, what did you get?
Because I got the Rainbow Six Siege board game
Ooh.
that has some very pretty minis.
Yes, no, I remember looking at that one when that one hit Kickstarter, I think.
That was in the small period of time where I had the disposable income to throw at Kickstarters. I
Yeah,
have one
no, we
last
have.
one waiting to resolve.
We still have not played it, but we have the All In of Terrorscape sitting downstairs, and that was like a 40-pound box when that showed up.
Yeah, no, I'm my last one is I'm waiting for Dark Quarter to come out, which looks
Think
so
about
much
that.
fun.
Yeah. I don't have anything, I think. I have no idea what my wife has. She backs like dice Kickstarters and stuff, so
Oh,
yeah. So
those.
if you're going to be at Gen Con this year, let me know. You can go to the I'll tell you which dice booth she works at and she'll take care of you, get some really cool weird dice
I
for your
will not be at
RPGs.
Gen Con, but I have a friend who's going to Gen Con and is planning on picking up the Arkham Horror RPG for me that's premiering at Gen Con.
Nice. Yes. Well, we were planning. We've got our tickets. We've got our hotel, which is a good 10, 15 miles outside of because hotel for Gen Con is insane, apparently. It sold out of like 20 some hotels sold out inside of 2 hours.
My goal is to make sure I is to save enough money to be able to go back to LVO again next year. Because finances are a little tight right now.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to. I heard it was such a good time this year. I had lots of people talking about the side events, the gymnastics,
Oh yeah.
and all those different things. So,
It is a great time and I cannot complain. And my
I bet you
barrier to
dig it.
entry is lower than other people due to circumstances. But it's because I work weekends, even just going for the 3 days of the con, I'm missing a full week of work, so I need to make sure I can compensate for that missed work.
Yeah, no, it's in Vegas is just expensive to eat and exist in.
I actually came out very cheap on my food.
There you go.
Because I came in with a plan. I live next to a Buffalo Wild Wings, so I just saved up all my points and then just spent points out the wazoo at the Buffalo Wild Wings next to my hotel.
Ah, okay. There you go. I figured you're gonna say you're on the peanut butter and jelly plan, like some of my other friends that were out there.
Nope. It's like I had like 7,000 points saved up, and that's a
Nice.
good like six meals where I'm eating a full meal for. With an alcoholic beverage for like $10.
Nice.
Just because I have point redeems sitting around.
Yeah.
So,
No,
like,
you can't beat that. Like I've
yeah, I really can't beat that. The
Yeah,
fact
no,
that
we
I did a week in Vegas for 450.
Yeah. That's pretty cheap.
Yeah. Whew. But We'll see this year. That is a problem for post summer Lexa.
Yes.
But I have to ask you, what character not in Crisis Protocol do you want to see in Crisis Protocol?
Well, so to go along with kind of the theme that I've been running lately, this time it's going to be Mockingbird.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a good shout.
That'll help round out my West Coast Avengers Classic roster.
That was played by Adriana Pilecki, right, in the TV show?
Yeah, she was awesome in that role.
Yeah, she was
like,
also...
I don't know what happened. She was doing some great action roles right around then with John Wick and some other stuff.
Yep, she was in the first John Wick. She was in the reboot of Red Dawn with Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Let's see, what has she been up to? She's been on the Orville. That's where she's been the last 5 years.
Oh, that's why I haven't seen her.
Yep. That explains everything.
But she's probably getting paid really well, so.
Probably.
Good for her.
But yeah, no, that would be a great S.H.I.E.L.D. addition. You could, there's so much stuff you could, like, pair with her.
Yes, well. You know, I've brought the next best thing for us tonight.
Mm-hmm. And who did you bring for us tonight?
Tonight I brought the Black Widow.
So yes, we're finally dipping into that new core box with the Black Widow, who is a very good character that I'm surprised does not show up more.
Yeah, no, she is. She is very good. I don't know. Seems like the core box sold plenty. I'm assuming most people have got it. Like, so I just don't know. Where she's been.
I think some of it is competition for four threats. I think some people have, like... She's also not a flashy character in, like, any respect.
No. She does not come out and do anything. She's not Bill. And it's really hard to compete slashing with Bill right now. Until Eyes gets restricted or rotated.
Banned. I don't think restricting it will actually do anything.
No, but it makes choices harder for people. Right? And that's why I said rotated. I guess that's the same as banned. I feel like we're about due for a rotation.
Yeah, I could
see. That's my prediction for Mini-Stravaganza.
Mm-hmm. Get Age of Ultron out of here, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, she is, a insanely tanky long mover.
Yes. She is very good, and kind of her secret sauce is that when she goes to drop an objective she's carrying, you get to place it rather than your opponent.
Yep.
And that is pretty spicy.
And she just has that, she also has that finisher tag on her spender, and that is so good.
Yep, and does not have to go into the original target.
Nope. And you can move first and then attack. It is... Ugh.
Yes. It gives you a lot of options.
So, of course, we are not building her in Avengers, A-Force, or S.H.I.E.L.D. because she is already affiliated there. What place jumps out immediately to you?
So, you know, I was thinking about kind of what she does well, what she doesn't do well, right? So she is extremely tanky. Right, mm-hmm. 6 health, 4-3-4, martial artist, calculated risk to rerolls, you know, physicals and mystics, including her skulls. And she also gives out she gives out conditions, right? She gives out chakra, she can give out stun, right? And it's a 5-dice, a 4-dice attack, needs a wild. So, like, the one thing she doesn't kind of have built into her kit is any kind of offensive buff.
Yeah.
Right? She doesn't have any offensive rerolls. She doesn't have any dice fixing on offense. That's kind of where... You know, she's lacking. So I was kind of thinking of leaders and a couple of different things. It's like, one, you know, the tank, a lot of that tankiness is built into the mobility of either she's got stealth or she's within two to get martial artist going, right?
Yeah.
And has that two power. So as I was thinking about this, I was thinking, okay, who can kind of give her that extra little bit of out of activation mobility, to either get in or get out. And obviously Sam comes to mind, but
Yeah.
that breaks the cardinal rule. The other person who provides that is Malekith.
Yeah. That's a lot of points, though.
Yeah, we don't see much Malekith anymore, but and she's gonna be hopefully murdering some people with her finisher and everything else, and giving those triggers out to other people. So Malekith popped to mind. Who else kind of provides that movement? And then kind of sticking to the big boy meta, I was like, well, what's better than rerolls? And that's more attack dice. And so I immediately thought of Thanos.
Yeah.
But what if Loki had tapped her instead of a Hawkeye, right? So that popped out to me as a potential, interesting place for her. And then I was just thinking, okay, who else? We have a lot of characters that provide kind of some type of reroll, right? We can go to Guardians with Star-Lord. We can do Shadowlands Daredevil. We get a little bit of fixing with M'Baku or MODOK criminals.
And I think MODOK Criminals is super interesting to me, just because you
Yes.
also get that attack redirect, and with how tanky she is, using that attack redirect seems very powerful.
Yes. And I know previously when I was on, that's where we put Hawkeye for the same reason, for that
Yeah.
attack redirect and the fact that he's a battery. I was also thinking Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Right? Because while it doesn't give her an offensive reroll, it lets her get rid of potential success. All right? So it doesn't really help her with dice fixing, but it helps her push some damage through,
It certainly
potentially.
does. I want to bring up a couple ones. I think also talking about the attack redirect, and I think she uses power very well. So we can go OG Red Skull.
I had thought about that. She, I mean, really, her power goes into her spender and her reactive to get defensive rerolls, right? Those are really the only two places she has on her card itself,
But
to get
her
some
ability
power.
to like do her spender, get the trigger, and probably make back her spender with the leadership, because
Yes.
you're getting one tick off of the first attack, off of the spender attack, and then one tick plus hopefully two damage off of the builder. I could easily see in if you're getting those triggers, which I imagine there are ways we can add some attack rerolls into this.
Oh yes, definitely in Cabal.
She can go pretty solidly continuous with that spender.
On the bad guy train, I had also thought about Baron Strucker because both of her attacks hand out conditions, right, with shock and stun, and so getting that heal makes her tankier as well. From those, or if you do put a condition on her, she can potentially get rid of a slow, get rid of something else that's on her. I think pretty much any of the Wakanda leaderships other than King T'Challa, I think, help her with what she's trying to do. And I even think that new Killmonger leadership is interesting on her, just to add one attack dice.
New Killmonger leadership is fascinating to me. She actually doesn't jump out as one of the characters. I think it really helps, 'cause I think there's
No,
a
but
class of character that has an amount of rerolls that make them basically pretty, like, you get cramped by skulls, of course, but like pretty stable on like however many dice I roll, that's about how many hits I'm going to give.
classic Zemo.
I
Very good in there.
miss Marvel.
Yes, Ms. Marvel. Also very good in there. Right, so other leaders, and I've played against her in some X-Force lists against the Widow in there. Right, and that definitely helps her. She gets the reroll, including the potential skull if she got stuck with a skull, and can negate that cover. from within three. She's only got a range three, four attack. It's four dice. It's not like a cable level attack. I think, I mentioned Guardians earlier,
Yeah.
and I think there's a potential fun murder list in there of not the usual suspects.
Oh yeah,
Her, Gamora, Nebula, Star Lord.
Agent Venom.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even get some
Yes.
Angela in that list.
Yeah.
Really
No Bill, no CGR.
just dive. Just go for them. I also think it's a very boring option, but I think she is a perfectly solid Kingpin Criminal Syndicate.
Yeah, she is. I think she'd be more fun in Shadowlands, just having that reroll all the time.
Fun versus good.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't have rapid fire. I mean, she's not. She the problem is she's not as good as Agent Widow in Shadowlands. That's the real problem. She'd be fine in Web Warriors. I don't know
Yeah.
that that's her best spot, but she'd be fine. I think if she gave out a slow for one of her conditions, she'd be great under Amazing Peter.
Yeah.
And I definitely want to look at her there. I think she'd be fine in any of the X-Men leaderships, but not great.
Yeah. She is just decidedly solid.
I think she could be interesting in Asgard,
Yeah.
making her even that much more tanky.
Oh yeah. And like as we talked about, she has very limited things she wants to do with her power, so she doesn't mind the power attacks of one a ton.
Yes. So I think those are kind of, some interesting places for her. I don't think she really benefits from the bump in Midnight
No.
Suns. I looked at that, but that doesn't really help. Obviously, I think you and I always tend to either go to Convocation or MODOK. Tend to be the two we fall into when I'm on here. Like, I think she would like the bump from Convocation of, oh, she got attacked, now I can move into martial artist range.
Or move out into stealth range, yeah.
Yeah, depending on kind of what that is. I think that's fun, but I think that's anything any kind of stealth or martial artist character like a Mystique can do.
Yeah.
The converting physicals to mystic doesn't do anything
Nope.
for her because she's already teched for that pretty well.
So, I kind of want to set aside Spider-Verse for the minute.
Okay.
Just because, until we get the affiliation document, we're really not allowed to play with the new toys yet on this show. So, like, I want to set. I think that is a cool idea, but I kind of want to set that aside, until the new toys are officially on the affiliation document, and we can see all of the intricacies of the web. But there is one that I don't think I've built a list around in a while that you mentioned, just because people don't really want to talk about the affiliation. And
Yes.
that's Guardians.
Yeah.
Everybody is like, ah, but Guardians is so normal and boring. And like, there's cool stuff you can do with it.
Guardians is good. Like, you can make anybody. I've been wanting to get my next kind of project. I've been playing a lot of webs. Is I really want to. My wife's favorite character is Jean Grey, so I just really want to plug a bunch of games with Jean Grey and get her unlocked. And I played her in some Guardians, and giving her kind of same thing with Widow. Some extra offensive adjustability to reroll those dice just really set her off.
Well, and also, like, that third power has done so much for her. My God.
Yeah. I thought about my wife's like put her in webs, and I was like, okay, I've been playing a bunch of webs. I kind of don't want to, but at the same time, it's kind of like she'd be really good to advanced R&D that first turn. Leave her with one power and go pick something up, sit or sit somewhere.
Yeah. But, like, her turn one suddenly gets very scary because she has basically confirmed interaction if she's the last person moving in the turn. And you
Yeah.
have to be able to
Yep,
play around that.
she can push people, she can throw something at you, or if you brought mental domination, she can walk you and make you punch a friend.
Yeah. Which, depending on how turn one is, that could be devastating. So,
All right.
of
So
course, we get
I'm down
Star
for
Lord.
Guardians. Yeah, we got Star Lord.
We were talking about a couple options there. But let's take a view of what all Guardians actually has right now, because they've been getting toys here and there.
Yep. So, I liked your call of Agent Venom. That's another mobile character. He's just all around good, I think. You know, him being able to get that incendiary grenade out, and then her getting out some shocks and stuns can really just shut an aggressive team down.
Yeah. Let us quickly talk about an option that Guardians haven't really needed, but they have on paper. Which is Eyes on the Prize Power Ronin.
Yep.
Getting double pickups on cubes.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. Yep. The fact that this hasn't been played
with... I like Ronin.
Yeah.
Like, I've played with him some, and it's like, yeah. Like, I like him. I like my paint job on Ronin, so yes.
Mm-hmm. And, like, his eyes plays are wild.
Yeah, I mean, he's got three. He can pick up, like you said, two things. He can do an interact with if you're get stuck on a pay to flip as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
And he can interact at range two on with eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So he can play somewhat aggressively. He is also not a character that minds playing aggressively, so you can do a, like, he's also a character that can just on pay to flips can walk up, interact on places, and then be right in the opponent's face on turn one and just not be super scared. I think he is probably one of the best eyes users on, let me double check eyes to make sure I'm not misremembering it.
Start your activation, pay one, interact within two for the round.
Just making sure it didn't double specify extract token.
Yeah, no, it's both. It's extracts and objectives.
I think he's the best user of it on pay to flips.
Yeah. I mean, really, like, they just need to change it to be Toad's Tongue, and you just get Toad's Tongue for a turn, and I think that everybody would hate it less.
Yeah. I still think it does some bad things to the turn one, which is why I think it's going to disappear.
I do too. I don't think they like that. Yes, let's get Ronin with the power gem in place.
I did like a shout out you made of Gamora.
Yeah. I mean, just two long moving four threats with.
Yeah.
That can do some damage.
Mm-hmm. I actually still prefer Rocket to Nebula at this point.
Yeah.
Just because of the fact that he can interact on objectives.
Yes. Yes. Now, like, I feel like if we get there, it's like, it's one of those things, like, if I'm making a competitive Guardians list, I don't mind taking both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because depending on the scenario and the opposition, they both... both bring good things, but I'm just thinking, cool, we want some long-moving hunters.
Yeah.
A Gamora, Nebula, the Agent, the Black Widow, is pretty disgusting.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're currently sitting at four affiliated. Who do we want our fifth affiliated to be?
So, I mean, I think... you know, we've got our five threat now with Ronin. Because otherwise, I think if you hadn't brought up the Ronin call, which I wasn't thinking of, but I love, I was going to say Angela. Mm-hmm. But I think I like Ronin better in that slot than I do Angela.
Yeah.
I have never had great success with Drax on the table. I mean, I love Drax, right? He's great for dealing with Hulks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe he's just there for that reason alone. But otherwise, he's just very so-so.
Yeah. I like him, but I like him in specific builds that can leverage some of his stuff, and this is not something that can leverage. I like him a lot in classic Red Skull Cabal, where you get both the attack redirect and the movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be cool. You know,
we've already...
I like Groot, because I just like handing out Groot to people.
Yeah, and I think he is underrated Splash. I actually think Splash Groot is very scary.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fair to go solo Groot, no Rocket.
Yeah, and I think we'll look at it. We can come back around. I think if we do one or two,
yeah.
I think Rocket is an easy addition to this. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, I like Groot. Like I said, I very much like being able to give out the Root special condition to folks.
Yep.
And now when you're rooted, judged, and stunned, you are just having a bad day.
Yeah.
You don't get to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we just need some hex, and this is a conditions list.
Yeah. And this is all the main conditions in one place.
Yeah. So, some splashes.
Which, speaking of hex,
mm-hmm.
and of, end of adding extra dice, because I think we, by our leadership, have a lot of good rerolls, so we don't mind going for some extra dice.
Yeah.
Baron Mordo.
Yes. In a second, if you only need to move him one time, eyes play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a three threat, like, because, like, if you're on, like, a B, mm-hmm. he can walk up and grab something and be on the B. He only needs one movement action.
Yeah. Yeah, that is not a bad shout. And Boots of, Vaulting Boots of Valtor is such a funny ability that people do not read.
Yes. Yep, so I think that's pretty good. His attacks, you know, aren't bad. You know, he's got a push. He's got the hex. And he's got that spread of conditions. You know, it's not... We don't really have anybody giving out... anybody else giving out slow and incinerate. Well, we have incinerate, but slow and poison. So that might be something to think about.
One second. Let me double check.
Oh, I guess no. Star-Lord gives out a bunch of conditions
yeah,
on his...
Yeah, Star-Lord spender. Gives out slow.
Slow. Yep.
And then we got Incinerate off of Agent Venom.
Yep.
We got Hex off of him.
Yep. He can do his own Hex.
And...
Does his Spender give out conditions?
Yes.
His Spender gives out Poison.
Poison and Incinerate. So, yeah.
Auto. Mm-hmm. Auto Incinerate, Auto Poison.
Which yep.
bad.
And I also think we may have... a very good Deadly Origins build. Or Origin Bombs build.
Mm, yeah.
That he Definitely. Plays into.
Yeah, I can see that. Alright, so we've got one Baron.
Yep.
In here. Since we're on the topic of Barons, do we want to talk about Zemo and or Strucker?
Zemo is classically good, but I think he fills a lot of the same role that Black Widow is doing for us.
Yes.
So I don't think we need him. Strucker is an interesting shout. He does give the same reroll bubble, but rerolls isn't really this affiliation's problem.
Nope.
He does have the auto poison, but it's also damage his ally, so I'm not as in love with it.
Nope.
So, I'm not sure about either of them.
So I mean, I think, you know, we've got a mystic attacker now, so we've got a decent mix of physicals and energies and one mystic attacker in here. So I don't feel like we're missing an attack type that we really need to have.
Mm-hmm. There is an interesting character that I want to bring up.
Okay.
What do you think of Shocker?
I've glanced at the new cards. I have not spent much time looking at them. Let me see. Is he up on. I'm sure he is up here on Jarvis. There we go.
It's specifically the if the ground is rocking ability, giving AoE shock that we can stack with the shock we're getting from Black Widow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a little, he's a little honey badger.
Yep.
Size two, another person giving out stun, a potential stagger, which is always good. When this character is targeted, may add two dice to his defense rolls. Yeah, like he doesn't really need he's not going to really compete with Black Widow or anybody else for a winging it token, I think.
Yeah.
He's fine just how he is. Yeah, let's
try him.
Some shocker. Yeah. I need a good reason to break out the oils to do some lining, and I think his costume is going to provide just the right opportunity for playing with some oil washes.
So, we're at eight people. Who's next that jumps out to you?
So, we've got a couple threes for our splashes along with our four. So, I feel like we're pretty good there. We've got a five. So, now, you know, I start thinking, okay, who does something that we don't currently have function for? And one of my favorites that I don't think enough people play is Nick Fury and the Howling Commandos.
Oh, I love that man. I love that group of men.
I think particularly, you know, helping Groot get out of off the back line. He's good for that. Good
he's
for maybe
Kyoko with
Star-Lord
the...
and bringing him back.
Yeah, he's another automatic incinerate for us. He's another gun for... Well, we're not really a Guardian's gun line. He does do some of that. He has got your back, which I think overall he is just one of the best three threats in the game to splash.
Yeah. So he is always kind of a go-to for me to talk about. He's not real spicy, you know, so if we want to get some spicier picks in here, I'm definitely down to raise up the spice.
I'm perfectly fine with a Howling Commandos pull. I think he just solid fills in the slot.
Yeah.
I do think we want a splash four threat or go for two.
Yeah.
But I think if we're going without a two, I think we want another four threat in here.
No, I agree. I'm looking to see some of the new characters who we've gotten backsides of the cards now for.
There's just a lot of good and interesting options.
Yeah, I've been having a lot of fun in gymnastics with Squirrel Girl. An inevitable death card. That's just a fun one. Let's see, I'm just kind of looking at my fours. Yeah, we don't really have bodyguards. I'm like, if we were focusing on a character with bodyguard, I think I'd be saying, we should really put Carnage in here.
Yeah, but we don't.
No, we don't. Let's see here. I have not played with Bishop yet, so I can't really...
Yeah, he's an interesting beast.
Speak to that one.
I'm trying to think of, like, characters that like all the other spice we got going on right now.
Yeah. Since we're doing the Black Widow, what about Baron Helmut Zemo?
Yeah. I'm not as... He's fine. I haven't really seen him show up, and I still think he plays much of a similar role as the other Zemo and of Widow.
Oh, let's just go with one of my favorite standby four threats when I just want some extra punching. And that's Ancient One.
Ancient One is always very good.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's not something I'm going to complain about.
She's definitely one of my standby fours. Yeah, she's one of my standby fours. The other thing we don't have is we don't really have a steal right now. And so, Spider-Woman.
Yeah, Spider-Woman could be good.
more conditions to spread around, but now we're kind of way too many out of affiliations to kind of play that Mordo.
Yeah.
Plus the Black Widow spread game. I think Rogue would be a good four threat in here to give us somebody who wants to get up in that fight.
Yep. Yeah, Rogue is always a good option.
I think, you know, I'm just going to look at four threats here. Apex Predator.
Yeah, I don't think we have the power. Like, giving him rerolls is nice, but power generation is his big sticker point.
Let's see. She's a three. Let's see here. Who else is popping out at me as a four that I just couldn't live without? I think he's just doing more of the same, but Bucky too.
Bucky too is also like, he's an interesting shout because we don't have that backline. So really, we have Star-Lord, but Star-Lord kind of wants to be flitting in and out of the fight.
I mean, we've got Fury.
Like, yeah.
They can set up four. Mm-hmm. Right, and Shocker's got a range. Does he have a range four?
He has a range three.
He's two range threes. Yeah, they're both range threes. Agent Venom can sit back.
Mm-hmm.
Not what he wants to do, but he can. But he doesn't like to be too far into the fight. How does Boomer Cap fit in here?
He's okay. I'm excited to play Boomer Cap with the new leadership. I'll be honest.
Yeah. Yep. Squirrel Girl. I wish the basic Sentinels were a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
They would be fun in here. Psylocke. If we're going with Murder Girls.
Yes.
And we're going basically Star-Lord and his angels. Psylocke would definitely fit in here.
Yeah.
With Gamora. Right.
Yeah, and it gives us some nice attack diversity. I like Psylocke in this list, actually.
Yeah. Like, I think Psylocke, I think we've already got a short mover, medium base in Groot, so I don't think Omega Red... I don't think we want two of those, but Omega Red to me would be an interesting call. I mean, the other one is Medusa, right? She kind of that gives us that same movement that we get with Fury, but at a four threat. Plus, she just is awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If we want to play deeper into I'm going to root you, we can always bring a Loki.
Yeah.
Or if we want... to be able to be a little bit wider. Elektra.
Elektra, yeah, that's an option. We also mentioned wanting a steal.
Yep.
And the Voodoo is still good.
Yes. Yes, he is. He is still really good. He did bad things to me a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. So we could always just go with the good but kind of forgotten option of Voodoo.
I like that. That gives us a second mystic attacker.
Yeah.
Let's see how this looks without having that two threat. That's kind of the breakout I want to see here. Breakdown.
I think with the five threat, we have some good options.
Yeah. Must be Guardians and Force Leader. Let's see. Yeah. I mean, like 15 threat is... we have two options at 15 threat, and that is Widow Star-Lord, always going to be in every list, right?
Yeah.
Agent Venom plus Gamora or Ronin plus Groot. Those are our two options at 15. At 16, we've got Agent Venom and Ronin
and Power and Gamora. Yeah.
Yeah, those are only two options at 16.
17,
it starts to open up a little bit more.
Yeah.
So I think that also helps inform us with threat.
Yeah.
What we want for our crisis a little bit, which is why I like looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
We only have got a couple options at 20. They're good options, but we've only got a couple options at 20 as well.
Yeah.
So I think that 17, 18, 19 is kind of where we want to stick with threat.
Yeah. And I do think, like, our first one slam down is Struggle for the Cube.
Yeah.
I think we're a very good cube team.
Yep, I like cubes. I like I think I might like hammers here.
I was thinking hammers too. I don't think we quite get the insane eyes stuff that we get off of cubes, but I still think it does a lot of good.
Yeah. Okay, so why don't you talk me through, you'd mentioned alien ship delivery. Didn't you mention somebody delivering the power core and alien ship to blow up some people earlier?
No,
as a potential fly. Okay.
No, I was talking about getting two cubes with Eyes on the Pie's Ronin.
Gotcha. Okay.
Oh, you were thinking of me talking about Origin Bombs, the Secure.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The energy yes. Peta Flip Secure.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, I think that's a good one. No, yeah. I was thinking, let's use the bomb out of Alien Ship, and we can just run that into a group of people. And see them die. Let's see.
I do think our aggression, we could play an Alien Ship game plan.
So I'm trying to think. I'd probably have to measure it. I don't know that Ronan can walk up and pick up, or does it cost you extra power to pick up? Well, because would he have the power to pick up two legacy cures?
Nope.
Even if he could?
No, but you can in humans.
Yes.
Because you just pass it turn one, and then he has the four power to Eyes on the Prize, get two legacy cures.
Yeah.
Which, if they are out of position for it, you can just sweep all three and then hand off with mission objective and win the game super early.
Yeah. Let's see. Kind of looking, you know, we got a 17, we got an 18. I don't think we're a Senator's team.
No. I don't think we mind Montesi.
Nope, I was looking at Montesi. I was like, I don't know that we mind it. I don't know that we take it. Mm-hmm.
We may actually be a extract team with how good Power Ronin is for us on extract.
Yeah. Let's see. But cube and hammers are the only two you can hold. And legacy virus. That's the only other one you can hold more than one of.
Yeah. But so we have.
I feel like we built for like to be a legacy virus team.
Yeah, we could. We don't quite have the turn one, like, pop of it. I think Montesi just, him being able to, like, go forward, pick one up, and then walk back and still have two, hey, if they attack me and deal any damage, I get to judgment them.
True.
I think that's perfectly good. And then he wakes up on turn two with four power, which means he can walk up Spender. Even after Eyes on the Pie thing?
Yeah. All right, let's do that. Let's throw in Montesi. I don't play that one enough anymore.
Yeah.
We got Voodoo in there. He loves that.
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to take damage from it.
And Widow also, remember, she can reroll dice on those mystic
she's
attacks.
Got four mystic reroll, including skulls. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we do have a pretty good team for Montesi. We just got to probably leave Groot at home.
Yeah.
All right, so let's think about secures. So
I like Deadly Meteors Mutate Civilians.
Yep.
And then I think we just want to go Infinity Formula Sword Base? No, we don't like the point value of Sword Base.
Sword is bad for us. Infinity Formula.
Madman?
Yeah, I mean, we got lots of 3 and 4 physical.
Yeah.
I mean, Groot's what, 4-4-2-2 or something like that?
4-2-3.
4-2-3. Agent Venom's 4-2-3, I think. So.
Yep.
So I think we might be a bit of a Peta Flip team.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. So we have the speed. Do we just go full
Peta Flip?
Peta Flip. Mm hmm.
We definitely could.
What's the other one?
It would be portals over overrun cities with spider people.
Yeah. Yes, that's the threat we like in that 17-18 range. Another energy, which we, which is fine. We've got some people who can do some energy. We've definitely got people who've got three, which is really good enough.
And then we got people like Mordo who's sitting at that four energy. We got Mordo Vodin, which is that's great.
Yeah, I think we're a beta flip team.
Okay, let's go for it.
Because we got the rerolls already, so it's like we already kind of have our attrition boost. We don't need to be doing spenders. We have some positioning. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I kind of like it. I like the idea of, cool, I pushed Mordo off. No, you didn't. I'm back on the point. Now roll for it, sucker.
We have tactic cards. I think we are getting
Yes.
vertical assistance.
All right.
I just think that's a very good card, and it is.
Yep. It's for our target player. So we want to show her off.
Then Guardians cards. Guardians have had a shake-up of tactic cards.
They have always got lots of them.
So we're not taking rockets, so we're not doing any deadly duo shenanigans. But how do you feel about I don't know if I actually we're Galaxy's greatest team. I don't know if we're going wide enough for that.
Yeah, I don't think we are.
I do think we're a foreign assignment team.
Yeah, we've got at least two of the people, three of the people in there, so we're good there. That we could go. So yeah, let's get that in. Yeah, I don't know if we're Galaxy's greatest. I think just depending on the matchup we run into, I think Crew of the Milano is important to have in your 10, even if you don't have a plan for it.
And then are we lovable misfits?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think that does. I don't think that does enough. We're not. To me, that's another one where it's like I play that way, and I'm pretty much playing almost exclusively Guardians. Right? We've got too many splashes. Like if we had Rocket in there, if we had Nebula in there instead, like if we were really focusing heavy on it's the Guardians plus a couple people, then I think that and big the Galaxy's Greatest are auto includes. We already have mentioned Eyes on the Prize for Ronan, so let's get that in.
And then we don't actually have a lot of character-specific ones.
I don't think any of the Fury cards are worth bringing.
Nope. And
I
Dr.
don't think
Voodoo,
Seance is worth bringing.
no. Mordo doesn't
We are
have a
Groot.
card.
I think We Are Groot might be.
Yes, we are Groot is a good card.
Think that one's a good one. Let's see.
Then we
I
don't have
don't.
Daughters of Thanos. So yeah, I think the rest of it is we just get
So
some
that's.
classic unaffiliated cards to go in here.
Yeah, I think so.
Brace and Sacrifice?
Yeah, sacrifice or patch up, but I think if we're playing pay to flips, we're not gonna always have the power for a good patch up turn.
And then
Yeah, it's I think mission objective is an auto include these days.
I agree.
Are we a no matter the cost team?
I don't think so.
Wasn't sure. Like it's like cool. I gotta kill this person, get it off on Widow. She might take a couple of points of damage, but she can get her finisher off. Same thing with Ronan. That was the one I was thinking. I do think we are a marked for death team.
Yeah, I think we're marked for death, and I think we are also maybe a fallback team.
Yes, fallback is always good. The other one I was thinking is if we wanted to go into being even more aggressive. Oh, what's the one? Well, there's a couple different cards here. I think Warpath
Yep,
could
Warpath
be
is
interesting.
interesting.
And then I also think Face Me is interesting.
But I think the power of fallback with the Black Widow being able to walk into stealth range.
Yeah.
Just too powerful for us to pass up on. So I think that is a bill of cards there.
Yeah. Yep, that gives us 10 on my count.
Yep. So, for everyone at home, the final roster today is the Black Widow, Star-Lord, Agent Venom, Ronan the Accuser with the Power Gem, Gamora, Groot, Baron Mordo, Shocker, Nick Fury, and the Howling Commandos, and Dr. Voodoo, with vertical assistance, foreign assignment, crew of the Milano, eyes on the prize, we are Groot, brace for impact, sacrifice, mission objective, fallback, and marked for death. For secures, we have deadly meteors mutate civilians, mutant madman turns city center into lethal amusement park, and portal overruns city with spider portals. And for extracts, we have struggle for the cube continues, a few grip world as worthy terrorize city, and Montesi formula found.
That sounds like a list. Pretty much playable right now, with the exception of gotta have a proxy for your shocker.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be hard to find somebody who's, I don't know. I'm trying to think if we have anybody else who's yellow and red.
Who else
is ketchup and mustard?
It's a lot easier because I play the Grey Legion.
Yes.
So.
No. I try to paint if I'm going to an event.
I try
to be fully painted. So.
Well, the league I am participating in is the first event documented on Longshanks that I have participated in.
Yes, you are. You are your local organizer, which I am sure.
Oh yeah.
Based particularly on the feedback from some of your previous guests on here, is greatly appreciated.
Oh yes.
So, yep. I can't complain. I've got Nate from the Gamers Guild as kind of our local community person. So.
Yep. If people wanted to reach out to you, where could they find you?
Yeah, so I'm Brad A on pretty much most of the Discords. You can always find me, like I said, hanging around a lot, posting Gamers Guild, House Party Protocol. I'm in the tabletop, the TTS one, so you can always find me through there. That's kind of the easiest way to find most MCP folks I found. And then, yeah, just hit me up. Let me know. As soon as they get Shocker and into TTS, if somebody wants to play into this, let me know. Glad to get a game in sometime.
And if people wanted to support the show, they can do so at patreon.com/AlexaWhite, where you get all sorts of bonus episodes. I had an entire breakdown of my league roster for my local Mutant League just go up recently, along with the quarterly playlist. And then... I'm working on getting some more bonus episodes going, but scheduling has been complicated.
Yes. Typically, if you want to know our thoughts after any big AMG release event,
yep.
The Patreon is a good way. I tend to wrangle you into, hey, I just want somebody to talk about this and you want something to record.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
We usually do those. I mean, do we want to just do a quick teaser here for the leak?
No.
Talk about that?
No. Okay. We do not mention those on mic.
Okay.
So,
when that's officially announced,
we will probably talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Thank you very much for coming on.
Anytime.
And keep experimenting, people.